Welcome to Combox. Jared and Rob here to talk you through the double headers and what they mean for this season. Let's just start with Punjab because no one wants us to, and we're going to anyway. What on earth has gone on with that franchise, Rob, to get to the point of where we are now, of which they have lost six in a row, it's kind of, I mean, they're still fourth, but my God, one game to go, and they look like a highly unstable team. They do have LSG to play, but do you feel confident about them beating LSG?
No, LSG are the banana skin of all banana skins, aren't they? That bunch of idiots. Anything can happen with them because they pick the bowling and batting order and indeed the starting 11 out of the hat. So you don't know what you're going to get against them. But they do have people like Mitch Marsh and Pooran that can make, and Shami and all the rest of them that can make games very difficult for you if you do the wrong things. And Punjab keep doing the wrong things. It's easy to just point at the Antipodean bowlers who always go none for 50, whichever one they pick, whether it's Lockie or Bartlett or whoever, they just seem to get smoked. Lockie none for 43 off his three overs today. I thought Omazai bowled quite well with no luck. But Arshdeep had an off day and he has too many of them. If you want an attack leader that's Indian that gets loads of money, has too many off days. When he's good, he's good. And when he's not, he's really not. And then Shreyas is proper struggling now. And he got done over in three balls of misery for one run. And Arya, Prab and Ia scored three runs between them today. And that's kind of all she wrote in terms of their chase. They were never going to chase it. Shashank had a bit of a whack towards the end. But how badly have the wheels come off here for Punjab? Six in a row with all that talent is very difficult to lose six in a row. So, yeah, one last chance, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really interesting to me how a bowling attack as good as this is going to go through the entire year without ever being any good, right? So you've got Arshdeep, who just hasn't lived up to it. Chahal's had a lot of drops, but even so, Chahal hasn't been at his best. Marco Jansen was absolutely terrible. As you said, all those random Australian bowlers that they've tried haven't worked. Lockie Ferguson hasn't worked. There's so much bowling talent in this side, and yet consistently they've been terrible. And what happened is, for a period of time, their batting sort of overachieved magnificently. And it's gone back. It's not even that their batting's terrible anymore. The batting's just gone back to about the level it should have been at. And they've got no game to go around that.
No, it's really odd. I mean, they were getting away with it, as you say, by amazing batting. Like, they conceded 260 in one of the games. And they were like, okay, well, that's fine. We'll just chase that. Daddy lost their minds. But, I mean, if they didn't chase 260 that day, they have zero chance of getting in the playoffs now. It's absurd. You know, who else had a go? Dwarshus came in and had a go. And he got his 50 up in the one game that he played. So they just can't solve this problem. I said at the start of the season they should have played Omazai instead of Stoyn. They're now playing both. But an example of how they can't think, this team, is today they bought Stoinis in as the impact sub with like three overs left in the innings. So they had Chahal stood there as a fielder when they've got Stoinis, who could have fielded instead. And Stoinis bowled three overs and got a wicket in the last game, right? He got whacked, but he would have been an option, and they're throwing the ball to any old, you know, Shashank bowled two overs. He did it once, right? They threw in the ball and he got a wicket, but it's a bad strategy to have him bowling two overs. It smacks of a team that doesn't really know what they're up to now. And they're kind of just every game hoping that the batting does it. But today, Bhuv was operating against Arya and Prab, and he has been good every time. Bhuvaneshwar. Yeah. Hazelwood hasn't, but Bhuvaneshwar has. And he went, right, I'm bowling at you two kids. How are you going to get on against this? And he got both of them for nothing. Yeah. And you don't really chase 220, which was slightly above par, but not loads. You know, Dharamsala, if you whack it in the air, you get six. It was slightly above par, but huge questions to be asked of that franchise after today and the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. RCB, on the other hand, batting is still a concern with Jacob Bethell, but Venky coming in and making runs today, 73 or 40, was really, really important. The bowling is starting to become a bit of an issue. It didn't cost them the game today, but Suyash Sharma, I don't know if he can play in playoff games unless the pitch is absolutely ragging at this point. We all know about Romario. Rusik Salim and Krunal Pandya and Josh Hazlewood have been up and down at times. It still feels to me like a good bowling unit, but I'm not sure. Like, I think they look like the best team in the league, but they don't look miles ahead of everyone else.
No, I don't think there's a big gap between many of these teams. I agree that Suyash was really lucky to only go 1 for 50 today, because he bowled loads of long hops and drag downs and should have been shelled a lot more times than he was. And you can't really afford to have him and Romario as more than one bowler in an attack, I don't think. And that's what they've got at the moment, isn't it? Because you also don't really want Krunal having to bowl all of his allotment or more than two. Do you know what I mean?
Like, you know what? You've also got Rusik Salim, who you feel similar, right? You want him to be able to bowl three and bowl four on a good day, or Krunal bowl four on a good day. And they end up in this situation where even the bowlers that are lower down the pecking order, they feel like everyone has to bowl almost at their best all the time.
Yeah, and that's too much to ask, as we've seen. And nobody is being backed up by their fielders either. We'll come on to tonight's nonsense in a minute. But I agree that they are the best team, and they are now through and top and the best net run rate of anyone. So they're going to finish top two. They've come good at the right time, whereas Punjab have gone really bad at the wrong time and Rajasthan have gone really bad at the wrong time. Now find themselves in sixth place, which is mental, from where they were, you know, after the first four games. And their net run rate is now crap. It's remarkable how the table was shuffled around. The only thing that's been reasonably predictable is the bottom three teams have been those three, because they've been rubbish. Mumbai, mega rubbish. Lucknow, mega rubbish. But there's still everything to play for, because there's eight teams on 11 points and above, and it's KKR have two games left. It's been really fun, but I don't think it's been an exceptionally high quality IPL this time, do you?
Cricket boards actually make watching their games almost impossible now. I spend almost as much time trying to find where I can view it as I do actually following the action. That is why I use NordVPN. They let me find all the cricket I want to watch while protecting me from the nasty side of the internet. Nord will free your cricket matches. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/goodareas to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan plus 4 additional months on top. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Watch every match with NordVPN. No, I think it would be hard to make that claim based on the fact we just watched a game where no one had a wicketkeeper. There was several bad fielding attempts with the ball on the ground. Both teams ended up making about 200 because no one could take a catch for a long period of time. I don't even know how to pick the bones out of this game, because Rajasthan got to the score that they did, even though they should have scored 40 more, largely because Suryavanshi and Dhruv Dural were both dropped. Rian Parag's innings, I thought, was really good. Maybe he was dropped too. He was dropped. There we go. And then we have a look at the other innings, and it was exactly the same. KL Rahul's has top scored with 56, and he was dropped. It just felt like the only people who made runs were the guys who were dropped in this game. So I don't even know how you look at that from a form perspective, because it was so badly fielded. I mean, I thought Delhi's performance was one of the worst fielding performances I've ever seen. And then Rajasthan went out and were worse.
It was incredible that they could have been worse, because bearing in mind, right, you can sort of get it from Delhi, who are out, that the fielders aren't 100% on it and totally switched on to every opportunity. But they were misfielding with regularity. You know, Stark was diving past them. There was a bad miss run out. There was a bad drop from KL. I mean, these are big, big chances, right? They should have had Suryavanshi twice before he... Suryavanshi, sort of guy you really can't drop. Jarrell was dropped when he was on 4 off 6 and he got loads. Parag was dropped when he was on single figures and he got loads. And then, as you say, you turn over to the next innings and you go, Rajasthan are like, right, we have been donated 20 of our runs, even though they were like 150 off 14 or something and buggered it up and only ended up with 193. They should have said, right, we've been donated 20 runs here, so we have something to bowl at. Let's not donate runs back to them. And the first three balls of the chase, Jared, was 5 wides, single, easiest drop catch you're ever going to get. backward square leg, Raj Punja. And it just set the tone. And then the next over was the four overthrows.
Well, I mean, it's a perfect example of, like, Milne comes in. He hasn't played a game since a couple of balls in the SA20 in January. You've already gone through Nondre Berger. Like, you're trying to find an overseas bowler who can do it. He bowled an okay first over, prop, and you just give an extra four runs. Things just kept happening over and over again. Okay, here's my question to you. If I had to ask you right now, and we have seen several of these teams play today and other teams play recently, RCB is going to make the finals, Gujarat is going to make the finals, and Sunrisers are the best team that is not one of those two teams, right? Who is the best team out of Punjab, Chennai, Rajasthan, Delhi, and Kolkata?
I think it's hard. It's so difficult to explain how bad Punjab's bowling has been when you read the names of the bowlers out. Like, how does it keep happening? So on paper, the answer is easily Punjab.
Yes.
They are easily better than the other teams because they have depth and cover all the way down. But all they're doing is swapping random Aussie good bowler for another random Aussie good bowler, and he goes none for 50, right? Whoever it is. And then they swap him for a Kiwi who goes none for 50. So I don't get it. I don't understand what's happening to all these people that I thought were good. Punjab is the answer, but the others have like three or four players that can kill you.
I would argue at the moment KKR might be the one playing the best cricket out of all these teams, and they're eighth.
So they're eighth, and they were cut adrift, and they were dead, and their net run rate is negative, and they dropped Finn Allen for the important bit of their season that could have gotten back on track, and then they started picking him again, and they've won four out of five, Jared. And they could easily beat Mumbai and Delhi, last two, and end up with what, 15 points?
That's what I mean. It's, you know, they can end up on 15 points. Punjab have LSG, who we just said, they should beat them, but who knows? CSK should be the team that makes fourth, I think, at the moment, except for the fact that their two games against Sunrisers and Gujarat, who are both playing for the playoffs and the second chance points. So that's tough. Rajasthan is LSG and Mumbai. So I think that's the sensible option. But having just watched them play, I'm not sure I feel all that much more comfortable with them. KKR has Mumbai and Delhi, and that's Delhi's last game as well, which is KKR. It's fascinating when you look at this, you know, to tell you, I think I can make an argument that based on current form, not on paper, but on current form, that the two best teams outside the top three are Delhi and KKR. Delhi can't make it, I think, anymore, can they? Or can they still mathematically? Just because of their net run rate, I assume.
They're out. Delhi are dead.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you look at this, Rob, and you do think to yourself, my God, how have we ended up with this?
Yeah, it's a season that is unexplainable. And the bits that I don't get is when teams are playing for their seasons, they're just making awful decisions and fielding so terribly badly. And today it was like, we knew it was going to get harder to bat, right? Because it really did in the first innings. It was like after over kind of 13, 14, it became bloody difficult to bat and no one could score any runs. And so you're thinking, well, what you have to do then is try and keep a lid on it early so that they have to play catch up. And they almost got away with it because KL didn't score fast enough today. But they just kept pissing runs away in the field inexplicably. And ultimately that cost them. But this is season on the line for Rajasthan. And what it felt like is they are thinking, well, we have got the two bottom teams in the last two games and we're going to win them and then it's all fine. But you can't leave everything to that because when you play an LSG, what if Pooran turns up for a game? You probably beat.
That's the issue, right?
What if Bumrah plays well? You know, we haven't seen, you know, he's for Bumrah, he hasn't played well this season. But you don't really want to take it to the last game where you have to beat Mumbai. You know, but that's kind of where they're going to get to at the Wankhede. I don't know. There's just so much nonsense. I don't think anyone really deserves to be through and safe. If anyone does, it's RCB, isn't it? But they've picked Guy as an overseas opener for like seven or eight games in a row that hasn't scored any runs and has been dropping catches every 5 minutes, Bethel. And they have a positive net run rate of over a run, right? Which is very difficult to get. I don't really understand how that's happened. I think it's because they hit loads of sixes. But then so did Punjab. And they've lost six in a row. How have they lost six in a row? None of it makes any sense. But
it is. It's incredible to be sitting here at this time of the year and Punjab and Rajasthan are 6-6. And yet so is Chennai, who we did. We actually thought actively Chennai were trying not to win games. They wouldn't even go for net run rate at one stage because it didn't even look like they had to.
Yeah, and
suddenly,
yeah.
look at where they are. Anyway, that is it. We are done. Jared and Rob are out. We'll be back on Combox again tomorrow for more games. Remember, if you're in Dubai for the final, come and watch it with me, but not Rob. All right, I'll see you again very soon. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Ruckshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv.
If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.